Hey, thank you, Basil. Good day, Milsey. Hundreds of Americans are finally about to take two chartered flights back to the U.S. after being stuck on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Yokohama. Americans were first notified on the PA by the ship's captain.
By U.S. chartered.
Those two chartered planes flew into Tokyo's Haneda Airport several hours ago. Those who have not tested positive for the coronavirus are being told if they don't leave now, they will have to stay in Japan indefinitely. Melanie Herring's husband, John, tested positive 3 days ago and is now being kept in a Tokyo hospital. She told NBC her decision to fly home today is a tough one.
I would rather stay in Japan and be by my husband, but if that's the only way out, yes.
Other American passengers aren't so diplomatic, expressing outrage in the U.S. government's mandate to non-infected U.S. citizens on the ship. Leave Japan on those chartered flights today or stay who knows how long. Carrie Maniscalco explains that she thinks she's been treated, quoting her, like a prisoner when I did nothing wrong.
Anger. My initial reaction is anger and frustration, disappointment in my government. I feel like they failed us.
Yet another American woman was taken off the Diamond Princess yesterday, brought to a hospital, one of 67 new cases on a ship that has the biggest single cluster of the virus outside China. Her husband has also made the difficult decision to fly back to the States today. Those taking the chartered flights home to the U.S. face another 14 days of quarantine, some at a military base here in California, others in Texas. There are still 2,000 other passengers stuck on the quarantine ship. The Canadian, Taiwanese, and Hong Kong governments are among those confirming that they are also sending chartered flights to evacuate their own non-infected citizens.
What about the non-infected Aussies on board, mate?
Well, they've been hospitalized, the ones who have been infected, but there are 230 others who are not infected, and they remain on the ship.
We are getting a little bit over it, and we are ready to go home.
And Milsey and Basil, the age reports, arrangements are now being finalized to fly them to a quarantine facility, either that one in Darwin or the one on Christmas Island, where they, too, will have to wait it out for another 14 days.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? So you've been held captive. Thanks, Bob, for that period of time. And then another 14 days when you get back. I spoke with someone high up in health on Friday night who suggested that Darwin was a far better alternative to Christmas Island.